We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. My name's Tina Dobbs. I'll be your host this morning. My beautiful sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is behind the iPad, and our guest this morning is Pastor Joe Thompson. How are you today this morning and today?
Well, this morning I am doing great, and I believe that today is going to be a fantastic day.
Amen.
In the Lord. So, yeah, it's both.
Stumble over my words a little. If you have a praise report or prayer requests, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can also comment on the Facebook post, and we'll do our best to get it on paper, and we'll pray about halfway through the program. Our sponsor this morning is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Our book, we had Les German picked a book for our May book blessing for us yesterday, and the book for this month is going to be Seeing Beyond, Choosing to Look Past the Horizon by Gail McWilliams. To be for an entry onto our book blessing wheel, all you have to do is like, share, and comment done on the Facebook post. I think I've covered it all. Would you like to pray to start us out,
Pastor? I will do that. Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us to be able to share during this time. And thank you for the fact that we can share and show your love through this program, and that happens during the weekdays every week. And Father, for the lives that are touched. And I just pray today that as we are sharing, that you will do the work that you want to do in the hearts and lives of those who might be listening now, or perhaps will tune in and listen later. I pray that you will just guide and direct our thoughts. And Lord, that people who have those needs that they're concerned about will feel free to be able to send them in to us, and we will lift them up, not only for those of us who are here in this room today, but many others who will be tuning in will be able to lift those up as well. So I just ask your blessings upon this time and upon all who are listening. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I like your title today, Why Church?
Why Church? And I did a series on this a while back, Why Church? And there's a lot of reasons of why church. I want to focus today on one, though, that I think is very important, and that's the fact that the church is able to provide a foundation for us. We need to understand that foundations are very important in our life, and of course, the primary foundation is Jesus Christ. He is a rock. He's the cornerstone of the church. And so as we focus upon that, then we also are focusing upon the fact that the church becomes a foundation for us, and ultimately Christ is the cornerstone that is there. I shared a Facebook page this morning, had a sign at McDonald's in it, and it said, McDonald's can get your order wrong 101 times, and you'll still go back. One thing goes wrong at church, and you'll stay away forever. And I thought, you know, how true that is. we keep going to McDonald's, but we get upset at church and we say, well, that's it, I'm done. And the problem is where we place our focus in those situations. You know, McDonald's, we get hungry, and McDonald's is quick. We can go get our frappe and Big Mac or whatever it is, your favorite there. And we say, okay, well, it's not as good as last time, but at least I got something to eat, you know. Their fries are supposedly the best fries in the world. I don't eat fries. I don't eat a lot of fries. I refuse to order fries with a meal because I always leave 3/4 of them there. So I just eat 1/4 of my wife's fries. but you know, we go there, and if something's not right, we say, well, that was the B team working today or the C team working today. They weren't quite up to par. But when it comes to church, you know, one thing goes wrong, we go, oh, man, I'm not ever going to return there. So, but the church is one of the ways that God provides for us a firm foundation. And we need to understand that, and we need to build that. And so it's important that we build upon Christ and build upon that cornerstone. And then we find that if we are built upon Christ, we can withstand the hurricanes of life. Those storms that are bound to come, the earthquakes that will come into our lives and just shatter us, all the events that come through life. And it's when our foundation is firm that we are able to stand firm. And the church is able to help to provide that. But I want to read a passage of Scripture, which probably if you're familiar with the Bible, you've heard before. Many times before, you sung the song, you know, the wise man built his house upon the rock. But anyway, reading out of Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27 this morning, we read these words. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had a foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew, and it beat against the house, and it fell down with a great crash. And foundations are so important in life, and the church helps us to have that foundation in Christ. And so when you hear and obey the words of Christ, a foundation is poured into your life. And where do we hear the words of Christ? Obviously, we should be hearing them each and every day in our quiet time or devotional time with God. But when we come together as a people of God, we are also to be hearing them. And a lot of times, it brings a new perspective to us when we hear a Sunday school teacher or the pastor sharing words, and we go, I hadn't thought of it that way before. That's interesting. Maybe I need to look at that a little bit further. And so the church is important because it helps to build that firm foundation. We encourage one another in Christ. We lift one another up. We're challenged. And so as we're together, we are pouring that foundation. You know, it's hard to pour a foundation by yourself. You might be able to pour a foundation for a small building by yourself, but if you're pouring a large foundation, you got to have a little bit of help. And so that's kind of where the church comes in. We're pouring that foundation of Christ into one another as we move forward. And a foundation gives you a firm footing, and it's only when you have a firm footing that your life's outcome can be determined to be a success. And when I say a success, I'm not talking necessarily about a success in men's eyes, but a success in God's life. And so We're going to spend a few moments this morning asking why the foundation is important, why church is important in helping to form that foundation, even though, again, we understand Christ is the ultimate foundation, but the church is there to help pour that foundation. And foundation is important because it determines the form of your life. There's no builder that just goes out and starts digging a foundation. You know, oh, I'm going to go build a house. And he gets his shovel or his backhoe, and he begins to dig and just goes, well, this side of the house is going to be 50 foot long. Back side of the house is going to be 40 foot long. One side of the house is going to be 20 foot long, that one's going to be 25 foot long, you know. They just don't go out and do that. That'd be a hard house to build. Although I've seen some houses that were built about like that. And they were actually designed that way, kind of weird. But you don't go out and just start digging a foundation. No, you look at the blueprint. You look at how the plans say the building is to be built, because the foundation is going to ultimately determine the form of that building. It's going to determine where it's laid out on the property. You're going to stretch lines to outline its shape. You're going to dig that foundation according to where you stretch the lines. And it allows a foundation to be built according to plans. And if the foundation doesn't match up to the plans, it really causes some problems when you go to build later on. I've seen more than one occasion. A friend of mine that's in the church, he's a builder, and he's had to go back and correct foundations that have been poured that somebody else poured because they didn't do it according to plan. And so that means tearing out part or all of the foundation to get it according to plan. And other times you can build on one that's not poured correctly, but you have to adjust every single thing in the house or the building to be able to build on that foundation. If a wall's 6 inches in or the foundation is 6 inches short, you've got to adjust everything to be able to do that. So we know that the foundation is important. Now, no one on earth knows exactly how their life is going to take place. Let's be honest. Let me just ask a question. 20 years from now, or 20 years ago, did you ever think you'd be sitting here today? You know. No, probably none of us had the clue that we're going to be here today 20 years ago. And we don't know where we're going to be tomorrow at this exact same time. We may have plans, but we're not omniscient. We don't know it all. We didn't know 1 year ago exactly what we would be doing this day. We didn't know yesterday what we would be doing. I had a pretty good idea, you know. Hey, yeah, I'm going to be down here at 9 o'clock, a little before, get things set up. But you never know. If you could know your future, you'd be God. And we're not. But God's the one who knows the plans for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans for peace, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And it's important that we never forget that the builder, God, ultimately knows the plans. And so it's important for us to allow God to give us the foundation of our future and our hope. Never forget that, and allow him to pour it according to his plan. And his plan includes peace, even in the midst of turmoil. We can have peace. You can have turmoil and have turmoil inside of your life, or you can have turmoil and you can have peace inside of your life. It sounds counterintuitive that you can't have peace, but it really depends on where your trust is at. His plan is for the present, what we're doing now. His plan's for the future, what we'll be doing tomorrow. I have no clue. You know, I've got an idea where I want to be at this time tomorrow. You know, I've got a pretty good idea. But that may not be God's plan. But we have to trust that his foundation, that what he's pouring, his outline for our lives is there. And ultimately, we can know this, that the final plan that he has in the foundation is that we're going to be with him in eternity. We have that security in our life. And so he's the one who knows the plan for our life, but God uses the church, other godly people, to help lay out the foundation in our lives. They don't know the shape of the foundation. Only God does. We've already covered that. But just as a builder uses other people to lay out a foundation, God is using other people in our lives to help lay out that foundation of the people. Those individuals that God has placed in your life help you to stretch the string lines that make sure your foundation is straight, that your life is straight. Those people help you to dig the footing of the foundation as they encourage you to dig into the Word, and they help you to dig into the Word. Those people are there who are placing the reinforcing rods in that ditch where the foundation is going to be laid. All the things that go into placing a foundation, that's what God is using the church for. And so it's important that we understand that God's the one laying the foundation, but he's using the church to help in forming that foundation. He's the one that is pouring the concrete, but he's using the church to get everything ready as well. So we need to understand that. So never underestimate the importance of the church in forming up your life. Foundation also will determine the structure of your life. You know, a foundation that's poured to hold a house is not going to hold a 10-story building. it's just going to sink if you put a 10-story building on a 1-story house. You know, the Leaning Tower of Pizza leans. Do you know why it leans? Because it doesn't have an adequate foundation. Did a little research on this. The Leaning Tower of Pisa has just a little under 10 feet of foundation and soft soil to hold up a 14,500-ton building. And so there's you a good example. Yeah. And you know, foundation determines depth is determines or the foundation determines the structure of your life. Paul points out that Jesus is the foundation. He says, 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 and 11, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Christ Jesus. And so, with Christ as a foundation, the structure is being built for his purpose. We've talked a lot already. He's the cornerstone of that. And so Paul is saying with Christ being the foundation, then we are to build with care on that foundation. And with Christ as the foundation, then any structure for our life can be built upon it. You know, God has a will and a purpose for our lives, and we need to seek that. And yet, I also believe that God allows us freedom in being able to build on that and to make choices. It's important we make wise choices. But God hasn't sitting up there and says, you're going to do this at this exact time today, you know. And so we have to be able to make those choices of what we're building upon it. And Paul's saying, you know, be careful what you build. And he talks a lot about that later on as he's talking about the church. But we see that there are people out there who help us to build that structure in the church, and they provide the opportunity for us to continue to build upon the foundation that God's laid out for us. And so that's the reason why we need one another, is to help us make those wise decisions. And so the church basically is coming alongside of us to help us build that structure. And again, just as no person can lay out a foundation by themselves, no one is able to build a structure ultimately by themselves, or at least efficiently. You might can do it, but you're not going to build a house probably very quickly or efficiently by yourself, you know. You're going to need help to raise the walls. You're going to need help to be able to place the rafters, help to get the decking up on the roof. You can build the structure, but you're not going to benefit others, and they're not going to benefit you if you're out there doing it by yourself. And you're sure not going to do it efficiently. I've done a few porches and what have you for people, and basically I do it by myself. And I can tell you that it's a lot of work, and you can do it much faster with other people. Reason why I've done those things by myself is because I never know what my time frame is, and trying to get somebody to help me is. But you know, if I was doing this on a regular basis, I was trying to do that, there'd be no question as whether I would ask people to help me. You know, pay them, hire them to help me, because you cannot do it efficiently. It's kind of the idea of synergy. The idea of synergy is that, and it comes from actually pulling the plow or what have you. You can take one ox and you can plow 1 acre a day per se. You can take two oxes and hook them up to the same plow, and you can plow 3 acres a day. Just because you have that synergy, two pulling together, the same thing's true. That's the way it is with the church. When we come together, we have that synergy, that God-given synergy. We're helping to build one another up. And if we're trying to build that structure up by ourselves, it means that we're missing out on the friendship of others. It means we're missing out upon the knowledge of others. We're missing out on the wisdom of others that they can give us. And so we just need to make sure that we are building on the foundation that God has laid and that he's helped us lay out and pour. We need to make sure that we are doing that together. And guess what? The best place to do that? The church. The church. And we need one another in the church. And you cannot fully determine God's structure for your life without the church. You can get some ideas. You can get some glimpses. God will give that to you. But guess what? We need one another. And so it's important that we have the church to help us to determine how God wants to build the structure in our life. kind of a break point there. If we've got prayer requests that you want to share with us.
We do have a couple here. Update for Ashlyn Franklin. Yesterday was surgery number 13. Wow. They regrafted her upper right chest area and was finally able to graft the arm. Hallelujah. Huh. Pray grafts take, and she will be done with grafts for a while. If everything goes as planned, she should be able to leave the hospital mid-next week and begin physical and occupational therapy. And then Tina's cousin Mary is going for an orthopedic evaluation for a knee injury today, praying no surgery necessary. And then let's pray for the family of Nelda Bennett, who went to be with the Lord last Friday. And then I have one, I don't know the guy's name, but he comes and sits with me sometimes and just chatters away. And last night he shared with me that he has a kidney stone and he has now been bleeding for 5 days. Mm. And it was so, we're sitting there and we chat and he has some issues, some that I used to have, so I can have compassion with him and talk with him about it, you know. And yesterday he asked me, he said, do you read the Bible? And I said, yeah, man, I read the Bible. He said, will you tell me what you read about this morning? And so I got my phone. I said, whoopsh. I sure will, brother. I read Luke 10. He said, what did it say? So I had an opportunity yesterday in Cordell to share what I read out of the Bible that morning. So let's pray for my new brother. I'm believing the Lord is tugging on him, and he is my brother in Christ. He just don't know it yet, but he was fixing to.
Okay, Father, thank you for the way that you work. And the Lord, as Monica has shared about this person that she has been sharing with, and Lord, it's not by accident that this is taking place. It is you working in his life. So, Father, I just pray that as he and Monica continue this conversation that they've been having, that you will just use Monica to show your love to him and to share with him and continue to help him to see that you love him and that you want to have that relationship with him to help him to really understand what it means to live life. We pray that even with this kidney stone that he's been experiencing, that you will use that to bring glory and honor. Lord, that as that situation is resolved, he might see your love and care for him. And we're just praying that you would do a mighty work there and work miracle, Father, that only you can work. We lift up these other requests. Tina's cousin Mary, who's having this evaluation as to what to do with her knee. And Lord, we're just praying and trusting that there will be therapy that can take place, something that can happen here where there will not have to be surgery. Surgery is debilitating. It slows a person down. It keeps us from accomplishing those things we want to do, at least for the short term. So, Father, we're just praying for a healing touch for her, asking that you will bless and that everything will go well. She undergoes this evaluation. We pray for the family of Nelda Bennett, who has gone to be with you. And, Lord, when we lose a loved one, it's difficult because we're no longer able to visit with them, to have a conversation with them that is meaningful. Lord, we think back to all those times in the past. And, Lord, it's only right that we remember them and that we're sorrowful for them. But we also pray that you will walk alongside of them through this difficult time. And, Lord, that you will help them through these days ahead. And remind them, Father, that it's okay to never get over the loss of a loved one because you've lost them. But help them to get through this time and to move forward in their life, Lord. Even as they think back upon Nelda and the influence that she's had upon their lives. And then, Father, we also want to pray for Ashton Franklin, who's had these skin grafts, and we just pray that this one that they've had, that they've just done, will be successful, that it will take, that she'll be able to have the rehab that she needs and be able to leave the hospital as planned. And, Lord, as she moves forward with her life and takes these steps, that you will continue to bless her and that you'll continue to watch over her and bring complete healing, Father, that only you can bring. We're thankful for the doctors who's able to do all of this, but we also know that it is you who is able to bring that total healing. And so we leave her into your care and keeping. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Heart to Heart Pregnancy Clinic here in Elk City is doing a change for change. You get one of these bottles right here. You take it home, take it to your church, your work, or wherever, and sit it there and put change in it. And then you throw it back at them. And your change helps change lives of others. Don't worry about it if it's just pennies. Don't worry about it if you can't get it all the way full. It's okay. It all helps. You can get one of those at 500 South Lusk here in Elk City, or you can call them at 580-243-2229. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty. Address is 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue right here in Elk City. And let's not forget Joshua's Crossings, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.